Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. Today it's me, Brooke. We're doing a solo pod brain dump edition, literally. I guess it's not like the prettiest picture right there of a brain dump, but I feel like you, like, what is that in like high school, middle school, when they would be like, just like write, you know what I mean? Like you would do like 5 minutes of like a free write in English class or something. What was that called, a brain dump? I don't know. There's definitely like some point in my life where I used that term. Anyways, today we're chatting. I brought up this concept to Danielle of doing a podcast kind of all about friendships and meeting new people and being vulnerable and being open. And honestly, Danielle and I kind of didn't really like align on this topic. So I was like, you know what? Honestly, like I'll take it as a solo. I'll be also super candid with you guys. We were going to have a guest on today and that just all kind of like didn't work out. So I was like, hey, like I'll step in with this solo. Danielle is currently moving in to her apartment back in Athens. And then she has like recruitment for school and stuff, which is so crazy that I'm not there to be like doing it all. But it's so weird because like I don't feel like I should be there because I think I'm so set in my routine here now that I'm like, this is my life now. It's like I'm looking at all of the Snapchat stories of like all of the younger girls that I went to school with. Because if you didn't know, Danielle and I were both at UGA, both in the same sorority, all that stuff, if you're new to the podcast. But it's weird because it, like it doesn't feel like I should be there, which I thought that it would feel like that, but it definitely doesn't. Like I feel very like far removed from it now, which I guess it's a good and a bad thing. It's good because I kind of am like, you know, adjusted and I'm really popular, adjusted and doing my own thing. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel really weird about it because I do have a lot of friends that are going back, like Danielle, people who are younger, and then some other friends that are like just going, you know, for additional classes or like getting their master's or like they didn't finish yet. So they're like doing more school, whatever. But most of my friends graduated, so they all have jobs and stuff too. So I don't know. It's like FOMO, but it's like not. If you graduated, you get it. So it's interesting. So yeah, we're going to chat today. It's going to be a pretty candid chat. I don't want it to be like depressing or like leave you guys in a bad mood for any reason. So we're going to try to keep it nice and light and positive. But I do want to be like genuine with how I have been feeling. And I think it's just weird because like when I first moved to Boston, I was like, yay, like a hype. I love my life. I love my life here. And I think within the past like 2 weeks, it's really hit me like, okay, this is like my life now. Like I said, like I'm really fully in my routine and things aren't always super like pretty and picturesque. So I think I'm just facing a lot of hard realities, but I don't want this to be depressing. I do want it to be relatable because I know a lot of you guys are going through this or you'll go through it in the next few years. And I don't want to paint this insane picture of what postgrad is when, you know, there are some very real topics I would like to discuss about it. So yeah, hopefully we can be as real as possible without being sad, hopefully. So with that being said, let's get right into it with the highlights and lowlights this week.
Highlights and lowlights.
So low for me, I guess, it's a lot of things in one. If you've been watching my recent vlogs on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel that's kind of like what this podcast started from. If you guys are new here or just listen to the podcast, Danielle and I have separate YouTube channels. So I've been vlogging my life and I've been doing these things called like work week in my life. I used to do college week in my life and then I started like my 9-to-5. Well, I work an 8-to-5, but whatever. 8-to-5 work week in my life videos. And they've been doing really well. Like it's been really helping me to grow my channel, which is really awesome. And I'm being exposed to a whole new audience, but that also comes with a lot of other things as well, which you can get into later in the podcast. But I guess the low light for me is I think I've just been really, really way too critical of myself, especially with, I spoke to Kenzie Elizabeth about this. I'm sorry, Kenzie, if you didn't want me to say this, but we both had a conversation about it, how it's really when you work with a group of people and like, it's not even working with a group of people, but it's like seeing people every single day that like, you are new in your life and like them knowing about your online presence, it kind of changes things for you and it puts things into perspective. Like I want to be as open as possible on my YouTube channel, but then I think about the fact that like my coworkers, who I don't really know so well, are probably going to go watch my videos and be like, what the heck? Like, I didn't know she was having a bad day at work today, or like whatever it may be that I was open about that day. So I've been having to balance a lot of different like roles in my life, basically. And it's kind of overwhelming, I would say. It's not only the time management, it's just like just situations I'm in and stuff, and balancing friendships and things of that sort, which is like what we'll definitely talk about today. It's hard. I'll just say that, to say the least. And I think having any sort of like social media presence is like, it puts a change in things in a very interesting way that I've never really had to deal with before. But now it's something that like I am dealing with, and I don't know. I just, it's definitely making me feel way more critical of myself. Like, I'll say something in a vlog, I'll be editing it, and I'll be like, wait, that's weird. Like, I have to take that out. Or even just like the way that I act on a day-to-day basis, I feel like I am like not putting on a filter, because I'm definitely not putting on a filter. Like, I'm super genuine and candid, like always. But I feel like I'm filtering myself out in a way. Even though I know I'm not, I don't know how to explain it. This feels weird to say, but I've just been overtly critical of myself. I think this could apply to anyone in a variety of different forms of life. I mean, I've been it in any sense of the word, in terms of my friendships, in terms of, you know, my communication styles, in terms of my work, whether that be on YouTube or in real life. I've been overly critical in all of those senses. Also really overly critical in terms of like my body positivity and like how I'm looking and stuff. Like, I've just been really beating myself down, and I think that has to do with a lot of like stress too. So I really just want to work on my stress levels and managing those and putting it in check. And yeah, I don't know why. I've just been really getting like super sad and like emotional. And I know my mom's probably going to listen to this and be like, Brooke, oh my God, because she doesn't like to hear it. Like, she literally told me, she's like, she listened to the podcast last week, and she's like, I don't like to hear that you're sad. Like, that makes me so sad to hear. But I'm not going to lie, like, I've been randomly sad. I think that might have to do with living alone, just like a loneliness factor. So it's a whole lot of different issues that are coming into play right now. So I'm not going to lie, I've been going through it. I've been tested, but I'm strong. Like, I know I can get through it. So I'm just going to keep pushing. But a big highlight for me this week is that I am going to LA on Friday. So I'm taking a PTO day, which that's a whole nother thing. I really don't have much PTO at all. So this is going to be like one of the few things that I can do where I can like take a day off, which kind of stinks, because I'm gonna have to, you know, but it's, I mean, that's reality, obviously. Like, I knew with getting a real job this would come along, but I am going to have to start like, you know, saying no to a lot of opportunities and just trips with friends. Like, my friends really want to go to Nashville. Like, my college friends want to go to Nashville for the Georgia versus Vandy game, and I'm like, I don't know if I'll be able to make it, because I'm taking off for a few days in Thanksgiving to, you know, see my family. So it's hard, and I think that's a point of reality. But I am very excited that I will be able to take a day on Friday, go to LA. It's going to be a super, super quick trip. Obviously, I wish I could have it be longer, because, you know, being in LA does make me really happy. I don't think it's the place for me to live, but I love visiting. I'm really excited. I know I'm definitely going to see Taylor King. I'm going with Ozzy. I actually don't know like what other, it's like an influencer trip in the sense that like other, like it's not just me going. I don't know who else is going. Honestly, I didn't get the list. So usually I just do my own thing. I mean, I love making, like, I'll hang out with whoever's there, but it's not like a determinant for me. Like, I'll hang with anyone. I think that's a positive thing about me is that I try to be very inclusive, and I'm not like particular about who I hang out with. Like, I'll hang out with you if you want to hang out with me. So pretty excited about that. I think it will be a good time. And I did a trip with Ozzy before, and they did, like, it's awesome. They really blew it out of the water. So love you, Ozzy. Not sponsored, just a big fan. All right. A current favorite. Did I say the Laneige lip mask yet? I don't think I did. So I love my Laneige lip mask. It's the lip sleeping mask, and I just love the way that it looks on your lips. It looks super glossy and pretty, but also you can, you know, use it when you're around your house. You do have to like stick your finger in it and use it as like a pot situation. Like, I just said that so weird, but it's like you have to unscrew the cap and like stick your finger in. Basically, it's not like a tube. I think that they do have a tube one, but I really just like the way that this one looks, and the packaging is super cute. I'll like bring it to work. I'll bring it out. I'll like keep it on my bedside. It's kind of like one of those products that's like going everywhere with me at the moment. And I think it is like $20, but it seems like it's going to last me a long time, because it's a pretty hefty size. And I know like everyone on YouTube is obsessed with this thing. So I was like, is this ASMR here? I knew that I had to try it out, so I'm pretty excited that I'm loving it. That's a good find. I would recommend. And it's not like super sticky either too, because I know when I use like, I love my Fenty Beauty lip gloss, which I've talked about on this podcast before, but it like sticks to my lips and it like makes me feel weird. I don't really know. So this is definitely a fave. Came out with me today. I went shopping today in Boston, just on Newbury and stuff. I didn't even buy that much stuff, honestly. But I was just like walking around with my friend Steven, and it was so necessary. Sometimes just getting out of your apartment, seeing a friend, talking to a friend really helps. That's been helping me with my loneliness a lot. Like I'll call a friend or FaceTime a friend, and it is so helpful. I can't stress it enough. Especially reconnecting with people that you haven't seen in a while, like talking to Maddie Mariah on the phone is so nice, but even just calling like friends from work or whatever, it's really, really nice when I'm feeling alone and kind of down. So, and my parents too, obviously, love calling them. And I think I'm going to see my parents again soon. I'm doing a meetup actually at the Dormify pop-up on Newbury on August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. You can follow me on Instagram to see more information about that. If anybody lives in Boston and like has interest in coming, I think it will be super, super fun. And the Dormify store there is adorable. So pretty excited about that. And my parents are going to come to that because they're the most supportive people ever. I'm so lucky to have them. Like, wow, blessed. So before we go any further, I wanted to talk to you guys about BarkBox since we're talking about my parents here. My parents have BarkBox, like they're subscribed to it for my dog Cookie. Yes, my dog's name is Cookie. And I actually introduced BarkBox to my parents because I remember I heard about it. I was like, you guys, there's this like subscription box for dogs. Like, I think that would be really cool. Instead of like going to the store and, you know, buying my dog like little treats and stuff, we could literally get it on monthly subscription. And they've been subscribed to it ever since. They get it every single month and they love it. So how it works, you basically go on and you choose your dog's size and then you choose a plan if you want 1, 6, or 12 month. I think we have like the 12 month, I guess. I don't know. We just continuously get it. When you sign up, your first one is going to ship right away, which is really nice. But otherwise, they ship on the 15th of every month. BarkBox is a monthly delivery of innovative toys, all natural treats, and so much joy. And every month has a theme. They're so cute. We've seen some like summery themes. The holiday box is adorable. And they are really particular about the products that they put in the box. So all the toys are made in-house with the very best materials like stomach safe t-shirt rope, spiky ball cores, and dozens of innovative squeakers. The BarkBox all-natural treats and chews are made and produced with meat sourced from USA and Canada, never any soy wheat or corn. So they actually really like take pride in the stuff that goes in these, which is what I really appreciate. They have free shipping to anywhere in the United States to keep dog parents happy. BarkBoxes are actually a $40 value, but the plans start at $22 a month. So celebrate your dog with BarkBox. It's the joy of a million belly scratches delivered right to your door. So you guys should definitely check it out. For an extra free month of BarkBox, what a deal. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have my parents go and do this. Visit BarkBox.com/galsonthego when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. Once again, that's BarkBox.com/galsonthego. We love that. So, a goal for this week. Danielle and I implemented this new segment of a goal, and I think you guys are really liking it. I love it because we're all holding each other like super accountable. So we're all like, you know, this is my goal, what's your goal, etc. So mine is, since I'm going to LA on Friday, my flight's at literally 7 a.m., but it's so nice because I get to LA at like 11. So I have the whole day there, which I just, oh, I love. I can sleep on the plane and then, oh my gosh, perfect. So my goal is to get everything done by Wednesday, actually, so that Thursday I can just relax and have a nice evening and I don't have to freak out about it. So I already know a few things that I'm doing this week. Like I'm going to, you know, get all of my YouTube work done ahead on like Monday and Tuesday. I'm getting a spray tan on Wednesday, really treating myself there. And then I want to get all my packing done by Wednesday as well. So make sure that I have like all my laundry and everything organized and just everything taken care of for the apartment. I know this is like such a little thing, but this is my first time traveling from a house that I live in by myself. So I have to, you know, make sure that I like lock up and like take care of everything. Obviously not just like locking up, but I want to make sure that my place is good because then when I come back, I'm coming back pretty late on Sunday and then I have work on Monday. So that's going to be like a week from today. I'll be like landing around this time. I'm recording this on Sunday right now, this podcast. So I just want to make sure that I'm being time efficient and, doing all of the things that I can be doing. so that I don't have stress. And I think planning ahead is really going to alleviate my stress. I've been more into planning these days and making to-do lists. And the satisfaction, you guys, of crossing something off a to-do list is, it's something else. It truly is.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
So something that I've been realizing recently is that getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's, you know, having more stamina to keep up with your busy life, relate, finally getting into like a pair of gold jeans or fitting into a dress. And just being more in tune with your body's needs and practicing more self-care. So I wanted to share with you guys a app that I have recently been checking out. I downloaded it. It's called Noom. And basically, it is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses, which I love this because I don't think that it's super necessary to track everything you eat. I don't think that that's necessary. That's at least not how I want to live my lifestyle. But Noom is kind of a new approach to food, and it's going to help you implement balance in your life, which is, you know, balance. My word of 2019, we love that. So Noom kind of teaches you moderation, and it can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. It basically insists that like no food is like good or bad or off limits. It's not a diet. It's a healthy and easy way to stick to way of life. So like I said, I downloaded the app. I'm really excited to get using it. I know that a lot of people have seen changes with this. I follow a lot of YouTubers who have discussed their experiences with Noom. So I'm definitely going to keep you guys updated. Like I said, I've already been like kind of noticing the ease and the convenience of the app. It's super, super easy. So I think you guys will be a big fan of it. And you don't have to change everything in one day because small steps make big progress. I think we all know that. And you can sign up today for a free trial if you guys are interested. I would recommend checking it out. You can do it along with me. We can make it like a little challenge. Go to Noom, Noom.com/GOTG. What do you have to lose? Once again, visit Noom.com/GOTG to start your free trial today. That's Noom.com/GOTG, the last weight loss program you'll ever need. So today we are talking about friendships. And this is something that I've had a lot of experiences in my life and I haven't in other places, and this is an area where I have had a lot of experiences, I will say. I've never been in a relationship, like a serious relationship, so I don't have a lot to say about like dating and stuff like that, but I will like give it to myself. I have been in a lot of new environments in my life in terms of making friends. Like I have my high school friends, I have my college friends, and then I studied abroad. I have my study abroad friends. Then I moved to a new city for an internship. I have my internship friends, and then just moved to Boston. I have friends here now, or I'd like to think that I have friends here. I do, but you know what I mean? Like I've only been here for a month. But you get it. So I've traveled a lot in my life and in terms of like multiple walks of life and like have people kind of in all of those places. So that's like, this is an area where I definitely have experience and I've just been like dealing with a lot of things and having like major, major realizations. I was talking to Mariah today, one of my best friends from school, probably my best friend, her and Maddie, obviously. And we both are like, holy crap, dude, like adulthood is like making me realize so much. Like, I feel like before this point, I was just so naive and dumb. And like, now I'm like, like things are changing. So I really wanted to open up today and talk about making friends and being vulnerable and finding yourself, I guess. So I guess we'll start off with a little bit of a background on me as a human being. Clearly, if you know me, I'm a very, very open person. I'm like such an open book. Like you can literally go to my YouTube and like there's videos of me crying and like there's videos of me laughing and like my friends and I don't know. There's just like, I'm just such an open person. My whole life is open. Like I don't have secrets. I have nothing to hide. I'm a very like genuine, candid person. I honestly, like I was talking to people recently and like I don't play like games, like mental games. Like I don't do that stuff. My brain doesn't even work in that way. I genuinely go into situations believing that everyone has the best intentions and that I have the best intent. Like, I personally have the best intentions, and I like to believe that other people have the best intentions, which I'm quickly learning. Not through one, I don't want this to be like portrayed as like one specific instance or people. Like, if you're listening and you know me in real life, like, I don't want people to like be like, oh my God, she's talking about me. It's absolutely probably not about you. This is just like things that I'm kind of all learning in general. And being exposed to so many new people so quickly with starting my job and, like, you know, meeting just, like, a ton of new people through training and then, like, being in role now and just meeting people in Boston in general, like, people not from work. I'm just meeting a lot of new people, and with that comes, you know, new introductions. And I think I definitely took it for granted just knowing people in general, like, knowing my college friends so well. And they, like, I knew them so well, they knew me so well, and I never had to question people's authenticity or morals or values or intentions. And now my brain is like, that's normal to me. Like, it's normal to have friends that have my back, or to have friends that, you know, would support me, or I would like to believe would say positive things about me when I leave the room, and, you know, really respect me as a human being, that I have this expectation that everyone else that I meet in life is going to be that way. And I think that that's like a hard reality to hit, that, like, you know, not everybody you meet in life is going to be quote unquote good. And there really are toxic people out there kind of in the world. I mean, honestly, like, some mental health things that I've kind of realized in terms of friendship is that not everyone you click with is going to be your best friend. Like, I literally wrote down, not everyone you click with right away is going to be your best effing friend. That's literally what I wrote down because I was having like a freaking panic attack. And it's so true. Like, I feel like you might meet someone and hit it off with them and be like, oh my gosh, we're gonna be besties for the resties. But I think it's weird now because I've like experienced a few things that have made me like kind of doubt people's intentions or have, you know, triggered me in a negative way to be like, oh my gosh, I have to be more guarded. But then at the same time, I'm like, I'm not gonna like put that filter on my life and change who I am just because, you know, I had a bad experience with someone, or like something, you know, someone like started saying something about me or whatever it may be. So it's just so weird because, like, I go into everything being such a genuine person, but I just don't think that everybody has everyone else's best interest in this world. So I think that it's like a balance between being guarded and between being open with people, because obviously if you're super guarded and like put up this wall, you're never gonna truly like know people on like a deep emotional level, or at least like they won't know you on that level. And I think that I am probably on the way opposite end of that spectrum, where I let people like into my life and like dive in, like get like to that like core level of me like very, very quickly, which is something that I'm definitely struggling with these days. And I think adulthood's really like hitting me. Like, I tie this back to adulthood in the sense of like it's hitting me in the face, like, oh my gosh, Brooke, you need to like be more mature and like just get your crap together, basically, and realize that, like I said, not everyone's going to be your best friend. So yeah, basically, it's so weird. Friendship is such a weird concept because it's like, I just feel like you can't be best friends with someone in a month, but it's like you can be at the same time too. It just depends on who they are and, like, you know, how you guys mesh. And like, that's like the difference. I don't know, like, the difference between friendships and relationships. Obviously there like is a huge difference there. I don't really know, because like I said, I haven't been in a serious relationship. So that's where the line gets kind of hazy in my brain, at least. I think that the topic of friendship is really interesting in terms of making new friends. A lot of you guys are probably going to school, or maybe you just graduated too, so you just got a job. But if you're like heading to college for the first time or something, I think that this is like an especially relevant topic, just in terms of vulnerability and friendships and keeping yourself guarded. And I think it's important to put yourself first and put yourself with the best intentions. I try to follow this mantra in life where if I say something out loud, this is just like a really good tip. I don't know where I picked this up, but I try to live by it now, where if I say something like audibly out loud to someone else about someone else, I would be okay with that other person hearing it. So if I say something to person A about person B, I would be completely comfortable with person B hearing it. And I think that this is a really good way to live your life, because things come back around. People talk, people gossip, even though, you know, you might think someone, like I said, is your BFF, people talk. So I think that that's a really great way to live your life, just because you never want to be caught in a lie or catch yourself in like a bad situation. And like I said, put yourself first, and keep yourself guarded. Obviously, you know, if you're meeting I don't, but then it's weird because it's like, do you want to keep yourself super guarded and like filter your personality if you're like a naturally open person? Because I struggle with this and I am going to be better about it. I'm not going to pour my heart out to people that I meet in the first 2 seconds anymore, even though you could probably go online and figure it out yourself. But I am going to just try to be better about this because I don't know. I've found myself being a little too vulnerable with people recently, and it has gotten me into some tricky situations. And like I said, not everybody is going to be your best friend. So yeah, if you're headed to school for the first time or something, going to be an environment where you're meeting a ton of new people, or you just are meeting new friends recently, or putting yourself in any new environment, definitely apply that practice of talking about people. I try not to talk about people to other people too, because I just know how it feels to be talked about. Honestly, I've had those situations in my life. Where I know that people are talking about me and it sucks, and I never want to do that to someone else. I never want to disclude people or be like a crappy friend or just a crappy person in general. Like, I never want people to be talking about me and be like, you know, Brooke did this to me and I really just don't like her because of that, or Brooke is exclusive, or Brooke is whatever. So I try to keep that in mind in all of my interactions with friends and stuff, is I try to be the friend that I strive to be the friend to others that I would want them to be to me. And obviously I have a lot of flaws. I'm not the best listener. My friends could tell you that straight up. And I'm working on it because I know that's an extremely important part of friendship, is being able to not only, you know, have people listen to your problems, but you need to listen to them right back. And I think that's another really good tip, is like in doing things in a friendship, like just little things. It doesn't have to be gifts, but I don't know why gifts comes to mind, but if it doesn't have to be gifts, I don't know why that is what comes to mind, but just, you know, calling a friend, not only having a friend call you if you're having a bad day, like you need to call the friend and be like, hey, how are you doing today? Like reaching out, checking in on your friends, being that person that you want them to be to you, because that's what makes a friendship. And if you are, you know, the one that's giving 80% of the weight in the friendship, or 75%, or even anything above 50, that is something that you need to reevaluate and look at. And that is something that I have been having to reassess recently in a lot of my relationships in my life, is, you know, how much energy am I contributing to this versus how much am I getting back? And I think that you could take that in a lot of different ways. I'm going to get a little personal for a second here. I received a really upsetting message this weekend on my Instagram from someone who I recognized her username, because I know that she's followed me for a while, and I'm obviously not going to say her username or anything. But I posted a picture of a Nintendo Wii that I purchased yesterday from GameStop for $55. You guys, I don't know why I had a desire to play Mario Kart on Wii. So I bought a Wii and I bought Mario Kart. It was like $35. It was like $100 for everything, whatever. Bought it. I just wanted to play Wii last night. And then I had a friend come over and we were playing the Wii. And then I received this response. I posted like a picture like, oh my God, I bought a Wii. And I posted a picture of this. And I got a response from this girl. Like I said, I recognized her username, because I always recognize usernames of people who are frequent commenters of my videos or frequent responders of my Instagram stories. And this person has typically been very positive. I've noticed, like, I scrolled up in our messages and a lot of the responses to my stories are, you know, where is this shirt from? Or like, oh, I just watched your vlog, I loved it, et cetera, et cetera. Which is honestly, it added to how upset I was over the comment. So the response to this was, buys a Wii to buy her friends. That was the response to my story. And then an hour later, I get another message. You'll never see this, but I apologize. You're human, and my opinion of you has been swayed by toxic online gossip sites. You keep on living. I'm sorry for hating. We need to support everyone always. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have said gossip sites blocked on everything. I know that they exist. I know that online hate exists. I have a lot of words on my YouTube channel and on my pages blacklisted. So if you say something to the extent of, you know, like any sort of word involving sponsored, I have blocked. I have, you know, like ugly, fat. I think I have like nose blocked, because I did get a nose job at one point in my life, and a lot of people like to comment about that. Whatever it is, I have a lot of negative words blocked. So like the room for negativity on my channel doesn't really exist. So I think people like take it to another place, which is totally fine. I have everything blocked. Like I said, I've gone down that rabbit hole before, and I'm not going to lie, I'll be completely candid with you guys. It makes me extremely, and I will use the D word, I'll say depressed. I'll go into holes for several days. I could actually like get teary-eyed right now saying this out loud. But I get into such a deep, dark like state of mind that it leads me to be triggered and like think of certain things about me. So whatever. So I actually saw this comment and I read it out loud to the friend that I was with last night. And I was like, is this true? Like, I kind of started like freaking out about all of the sort of relationships in my life and thinking, you know, is this how people view things? And I can only imagine, you know, what's being said about me online. Then now I genuinely haven't looked, you guys. I don't read it. I only see the responses that I get from people who I like this that do read it. So I commented back. I did see this actually. I read it out loud to a friend. I was upset by it. I think everyone should be more mindful about what they say, especially over social media and online. Thanks for recognizing that. Then she said, you're right. I blocked the site. P.S. I'd never go on it. It sucks. And we'll remember that people on here are on their own healthy path. I'm sorry again. It was uncalled for. And she said, I mean, it caused me to say a hurtful thing to a person I didn't even know. So I can agree that it's like a bad thing. Whatever. We had a little back and forth banter about it. And that's where, like, I don't know, you guys, like, my vision of friendships is so skewed now because, like, I feel like I can't even talk about me having friends without it being, like, freaking put on blast on the internet, which is just so delusional and so, so messed up. Like, it makes me sick to my stomach, genuinely. And it makes me wonder if I'll ever be able to, you know, think of friendships in a healthy way again because it's not like it's like every aspect of my life I think about in this light now of like what other people are going to say about it, even though I don't even read it. Like I genuinely don't even read it, but I'm thinking about it. Like I'm like, oh, I'll post a picture in this outfit, but like who knows what like people will say about said outfit. Or like I'll go to this place today and like probably post a picture on my Instagram story, but who knows what people will say about it. And it's sick and it's dark that I think that way. And that is just how I think. And now it has me questioning like so much of like my life and my friendships, and it's so like it's just so beyond messed up. So basically mental health with all of this stuff comes into play, and just I don't know if you guys have any words of wisdom of those topics. Like I don't know why I just like felt the need to share that, just to share that I'm not perfect and that I deal with things too. And then here I sit in my apartment alone and I am probably going to be like upset and freaking dwell on these topics and be like, what the heck? And I honestly didn't even share this with many people. Like I said, I talked to Mariah about it. And I don't know. I haven't said anything to my parents about my mom's listening to this. Like, Brooke, what the heck? Yeah, it's sad. It makes me really sad that I have to think about relationships in that way. Because I don't think that that's true. I genuinely just think that I live for me. And then, you know, if people come along on the way, that's great. Like, I like having people over my apartment because I think, like, I did a pretty nice job with decorating it. And I love the space. So, like, I might as well have people over. You know what I mean? I'm paying X amount of dollars in rent. I might as well enjoy it while I can. That's, you know, my thought process behind it. I would never think of things in a delusional way to be like, oh, let me, you know, pay for all of these things so that, like, I have friends and have them stick around. I think that that is the most absurd comment that I've probably ever received, but I guess that's how people see things. So I don't know. And I don't even want to draw attention to those things. I just wanted to kind of point out that like friendships are an interesting part of life. So stay guarded, keep your guard up, and put your best foot forward, you know, follow those. I tried to give some tips in there. Basically, just don't say, treat others how you want to be treated. Obviously, that's a big thing. And try to just be kind to others. I mean, it's that simple. So I asked you guys on the Gals on the Go Instagram if you guys had any questions for me this week. And I'm going to dive in and check. Kind of want to get super vulnerable with you guys. But before we get to that point, I wanted to talk to you guys about Brazen. Danielle talked about Brazen last week. And let's talk about her period because I'm coming off of mine. And it was an aggressive one, you guys. Getting your period sucks. Some people have it worse than others with like cramping, head exploding, etc. Honestly, me. But I went back on birth control. So, okay. Things are changing. Whatever. But women's health expert Kristen created Brazen, which is a line of all natural supplements that help improve period symptoms. Danielle had a conversation with Kristen about her background and period health and stuff. And Kristen is like, seriously, apparently she's like this mega knowledgeable gal who is just looking to help everyone, which I love that. Like, girls supporting girls. I'm all here for this. Brazen offers all natural cramp support and PMS support. Kristen's been helping women improve their periods for the last 20 years, and she wants to help you. So you're going to complete this short quiz at brazenvip.com that offers a free personalized assessment. And Kristen, like I said, she wants to meet with you guys. She wants to chat and go over everything in detail, which is like what I really appreciate. I love when business owners are so into their business that they like are so passionate about the products and started for a reason that they want to help other people. And I think that is what Kristen is all about here with Brazen, which I am freaking obsessed with. So take the quiz, get a free personalized assessment, and then your first month will be free when you subscribe to Brazen products, or you could just pay $9.99 for a single purchase. So basically go to brazenvip.com. That's BRAZENVIP.com. Don't wait. That's Brazen VIP. Share it with your girlfriends too. Let's all get on Brazen, shall we? Love that. Okay, so I really want to dive into these questions. I just left it open and I really want to do some more deep ones, but we'll start off soft. Best part of living on your own. I really like that I don't have to like get other people's approval for things. Not that I really did when I lived at college, just because like all of my friends, like we had the same group of friends. So it was never like a problem like, hey, can so-and-so come over? But if I do want to have someone over, or if I want to go to bed early, like it's like having the complete like autonomy, I guess that's the word, to do whatever the heck I want to do. If I want to have people over, like no one's going to, unless I'm being too loud, obviously, but like I haven't got a noise complaint yet and I'm really not too loud. Even if I have like friends over, like it's not too loud. So just having that ability to truly do whatever I want to do. Love that. Do you think you have post-grad depression? I think the D word, depression, is an aggressive word to use. And I don't think that it's something to be taken lightly. Like I said earlier in this podcast, I've never suffered with formal depression. I don't think I have. I think I have felt depressed at points in my life. Unfortunately, it's never lasted, you know, more than a day or two. But I think whatever. So no, I do not think I have post-grad depression. I think that I am sad at times. And when I really, really think about things and get on a deeper level, I think I'm very sad about it, but I don't think that I'm depressed. I think that I miss my life in Athens to an extent. Like I miss my pretty lax schedule. I miss my friends. I miss Athens itself. I see pictures of Athens and I'm like, wow, like I missed it. So yeah, I don't know. 4 years ago when you were a freshman, did you expect your adult life to begin like this? Absolutely not. I didn't really know what I imagined, but I definitely didn't imagine it like this. Honestly, I probably didn't imagine that I would be like living alone doing this whole thing. So like the fact that I'm financially free to like even do that is pretty amazing. So I'll give myself that pat on the back, I guess. Yeah, I did not expect it to begin like this. Moving to a city with not knowing anyone. Yeah, that's pretty bold of me. I will say that. Okay. What's your favorite thing about having a big girl job? I do like the routine of it. I really like the mental health separation of doing school and I like the mental health separation of having my job and then having YouTube. Because while I think it would be dope to like focus all of my energy on one thing, I think that doing just YouTube sometimes is pretty toxic for my mental state, unfortunately. What podcasts are your go-tos for your commute? Good question. I actually don't listen to podcasts on my commute. I only listen to music. Isn't that kind of interesting? But I do listen to podcasts when I'm getting ready in the morning. For some reason, I struggle with listening to podcasts on the drive. I just get bored. So I prefer to listen to them when I'm like getting ready in the morning to like get me out of bed and get motivated. I've really been liking Natalie Barbu's Real Real. I always listen to Kenzie's I Love You So Much podcast. Skinny Confidential, I listen the second it comes out. Girls Gotta Eat, I listen the second it comes out. I don't want to miss anybody. Who else of my friends? I'm going to like my app right now. I'm looking. Oh, TK Juicy Pod, obviously. Taylor, you need to post more. I tell her all the time. I've been recently trying to get into We Met at Acme. Oh, Ed Milet, love, so motivational. Thick and Thin, we love Katie. I listen to that all the time. Sometimes I'll listen to Stassi's Straight Up with Stassi. She just got engaged, so that's super cute. Congrats to her. She doesn't know me. She definitely doesn't listen to this podcast. But yeah, those are pretty much the main ones I listen to. The two that I like, I'm not friends with them, but I listen to them all the time. Like I wake up and like they are posted and they are played, is Girls Gotta Eat and Skinny Confidential. Like I know Girls Gotta Eat posts on Monday, Skinny Confidential posts on Tuesday, sometimes Friday. That's when you know. Give us merch details. They will be coming. Hopefully, it's an August project. I'm waiting for some samples to get sent to my house right now. So I will say that. I'm freaking excited, you guys. Holy crap, it's happening. And Danielle and I are not going to do it unless it is perfect. I will tell you that. We are both going to be perfectionists with this stuff because we've waited so long to do it. So we're like, we're doing it right. Like, for real, for real. Speaking of Danielle... I don't know why, I think of Danielle when I think of Away suitcases, because I know that she just got hers and she's obsessed with it. So Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase. It has perfect features to make travel more seamless. Everyone has a different travel style, so Away has a signature carry-on piece in an array of colors, two sizes, two materials, and a strong yet flexible polycarbonate and anodized aluminum. That's pretty freaking cool. You know, if you guys are listening to this, you're obviously gals on the go. So if you're traveling, you need the perfect carry-on. I'm telling you, checking your bag, it gets lost. Things happen. So definitely do a carry-on. I'm doing a carry-on this weekend, and Away is the way to go. It's a lightweight and durable shell that's made to last. They also have a 100-day free trial. When I'm in LA or in like major cities, I always see the Away stores. I think that they have one in Boston, actually. I'm going to have to go check that out. It's so cute. So they have the carry-on and then the bigger carry-on. I would probably do the bigger just because I tend to overpack always. I'm not the most efficient packer. But these suitcases are designed to last a lifetime. So if your suitcase breaks, Away's standout customer service team will have it arranged, have it fixed or replaced ASAP. Like I said, there is that 100-day free trial. They also have free shipping on any Away order in the US, Europe, and Australia. So if you want to see for yourself, you can shop everything. Oh, they do have stores. Yeah, they do have a store in Boston. I told you, I swear I saw it. I'm definitely stopping in next time. I need to check it out. But they also have stores in New York, Austin, LA, San Fran, Chicago, London, and Boston. I need to check it out. So Danielle has her Away suitcase and she's obsessed with it. She's been like sending me pictures. It has a built-in phone charger. She loves it. I know she got the bigger carry-on, if you guys were wondering. And it's easy to carry up and down the stairs. It has a sleek, minimal design. It's like the most aesthetic suitcase ever. You guys, I'm definitely going to be picking one up, okay? So for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/galsonthego and use the promo code galsonthego during checkout. So once again, go to awaytravel.com/galsonthego, promo code galsonthego. If you're a gal on the go, you need a good suitcase. I mean, that's just a life essential. Come on, invest in your luggage, people. What's your favorite bar in Boston so far? I don't have like a favorite, I will say. I really like Bell in Hand in the North End. That one's really fun. We've been going to the Harp a lot. That's also in the North End. Just a lot of North End action. What's happening? What to do to get out of your funk when it's so deep? Whew. Okay. I know I've dwelled on it a lot, like calling a friend, FaceTiming a friend, but even just arranging to make plans for yourself that you can't bail, you have to go. So make plans with a friend, even if it's a distant friend, just anyone, like getting social, I find really helps me. Maybe that's the extrovert in me. Said I really like to, you know, see people and hang out with people to kind of be more social. Also just getting out of your house. It's summertime, so it's pretty beautiful pretty much everywhere in the world right now, I think, except for what is in Australia, like on winter right now. But besides, you know, going for a walk today, I literally just walked to and from the T station to go into town. And well, I walked all around Boston too, and it was just so refreshing and rejuvenating and like so necessary. So sometimes just getting out of your house is really helpful too. Seeing a friend, calling a friend if you can. You know, cooking, doing like little things for, I mean, obviously that's not going to get you out of your funk. But try to push yourself out of your comfort zone. I was going to say like make yourself a healthy dinner, but that's not going to get you out of your funk. I mean, that's just going to make you feel better about yourself. Working out typically helps me, although I have not been doing that, but things like that. Ways to have quick self-care, even when you're super busy. I love doing like, you know, things for my appearance that helped me, whether that be like whitening my teeth or, you know, putting on a face mask or I know this is super wasteful, but like a nice hot shower. I try not to make them super long, but it is literally therapeutic to take a shower with the lights off, with just the rock salt lamp on and a podcast or some like calming music or like some in your feels music. Oh, that is literally therapy for me. Like, it's amazing. I cannot recommend that enough. So yes. Well, the ventures, Danielle, and you could pursue why podcasts. I think that we really, you know, value our audience's time, and we wanted to give them a way that they can consume our content without having to sit down and watch our YouTube videos. And it's just another form of content as well. I mean, I personally love podcasts. I think Danielle and I got into podcasts because we are podcast listeners ourselves, or were a year ago when we started, because we probably recorded our first episode together like a year ago today when we both first got back to school, which is so crazy. That's so dope. How do you describe your style? Casual. I don't even want to say chic. It's pretty casual. Pretty basic. Remy, Alicia. Literally though. Tips for making friends at work. I said, just treat others how you want to be treated. You know, I think it's always easy to start with compliments and, you know, complimenting others' work or asking for help or asking for advice. Reaching out to people first is definitely going to be the way to get after it. I was really lucky because with my training program, it was literally like college round two. Like, everyone came in and we like legit sat in a classroom for 4 weeks. So it was basically college round two. So I was really, really lucky in that sense, like I said, but I think you are going to have to, you know, test yourself a little bit there, put yourself out of your comfort zone. How are you maintaining a work-life balance? Not well, like really not well. I think it comes in waves. I've been a little too social recently. I'm reining it back in, but then I realized that being social is really important to my mental health. So, you know, I think it all comes in waves. It's hard for me because I do have, you know, not just work. I think if it was just work and that was it for me, I would be okay, because I would, you know, still have plenty of time to work out or to watch TV or to do whatever the heck I want to do. But since I have, you know, I'm blessed to have work, YouTube, podcast, just a bunch of different ventures going on right now, which I'm, like I said, so blessed to have this problem. But with that, it creates more of an issue, I think, for me. I do have someone that helps me edit my videos sometimes. I would say I still edit 75% of them, but when I'm having an extremely busy week, like 25% of the time I'll send her one of them, and that helps sometimes. So I think, you know, being able to delegate tasks helps too. But it's not easy. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely not easy. But for my friends, like at work, who just have work and then go home and do their thing, like none of them have really complained about it too much, because you still have like a lot of hours in the day when you do go home, or if you wake up early in the morning before work, you have some time. It's really the commute time that's killing me right now, because my way home is taking me like 45 to 50 minutes to get home, and that's just too much time out of my day. Too much time. What's your opinion on dating coworkers? Definitely not for me. Definitely not for me. Especially people who are on your floor, on your team. Yeah, I think that would be extremely challenging. I've only heard bad things about doing that. But then I don't mean to knock it, because some of my friends are in this position right now. I don't know. I don't think that's for me. I just get like super uncomfortable when I like, I don't know, when it comes to things like that. So I don't know how I would do that. A lot of people are asking things about dating. I'm not dating. I'm on Hinge, you guys. I'm going to try to use it more. I mean, this week I'm like insanely busy, but I do want to like start using Hinge for dates and dating outside of work, even though I haven't been dating inside of work, but you know what I am saying. How do you take your coffee these days? Just black usually, or if I'm treating myself, I've been doing a Starbucks double shot on ice, but I get the venti. So I'm pretty sure it's 5 shots of espresso, you guys. And then I'll get like a sugar-free vanilla or like some sort of sugar-free sweetener in it, because otherwise that's like really, really bold tasting, but usually no milk. So those are the two things I'll do. I'll do like a black iced coffee or black cold brew, or the double shot on ice with a sugar-free syrup. Yeah. Does everyone in your office know you do YouTube, or just your friends? Pretty sure everyone knows at this point. Or at least, you know, people meet me and then within 2 seconds, it's like, oh, this is a YouTube girl. And then people are like, oh yeah, I heard about you. So pretty much everybody knows. Yeah. What's a piece of post-grad advice you wish you would have had before you first moved? I think I wish I had better expectations that not everything is going to be picture perfect and movie-esque and like, oh my God, this is so awesome, because it is work. My mom said it because I was complaining about work the other day. Nothing like too bad, but I was just like, oh, like something about my job, whatever. My mom's like, Brooke, it's work, you do realize that not everything you do is going to be like sunshine rainbows and super fun. Like at the end of the day, it's work. You're getting paid to do it. And it's great if you love your job. And like my mom said, she's like, I'm super lucky. I love my job, but there's elements of my job I don't love, you know, when she's like doing the BS, like paperwork and like doesn't get to be interacting with clients or whatever. She's like, I don't love my job. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear that. So, because I think everyone has this fantasy idea of like, you have to love your job. Like if you don't love what you're doing, you need to quit and travel the world or like whatever maybe. It's like, that's just not reality. Like people can't do that. And you're not going to love every element of your job. That's just the tea. So just because you don't like, I don't know. I need to get better about that because I'll like do that and then I'll like complain to like one of my coworkers and be like, oh, I don't like this. And then it's like, it's work, bro. Like you're working right now. So that's the tea. How has it been being financially independent so far? Really not bad. Yeah, I think I honestly don't live with a budget. I have been like investing and doing those sort of things. And I'm investing a lot of my paycheck from work into my 401k and stuff like that, which I think is really helpful because at least like looking forward, I know that I'm like stable in the future. So yeah, it's just something that I do have to be mindful of. I'm trying to, you know, if I have groceries at home, I'll be like, nope, I can't eat out. Like I have to eat my groceries. I pack my lunch for work, which definitely saves. Because even like, you know, that spending does add up. I try to bring my coffee from home instead of buying it every day, stuff like that. So I've just been trying to implement like little tricks to be better about it. I'm never going to be perfect about it. I'm definitely not the worst. Like there's people who are worse than me, I would say, but you know, I think it's all a balancing act. I'm very lucky that I have multiple forms of income. This way I'm not like super overly stressed about that. Any boy updates? Literally no. I really wish that there were. Actually, not really. Why did I even say, I don't know why I said that. I really genuinely don't because I've had plenty of opportunity and I'm chilling right now. Like I said, I'm going to get on Hinge. This person asked about online dating still. So yeah, I'm going to use apps. I mean, I've been like messaging people on apps. I just like need to like actually like pursue it and be like in this because I've heard that Hinge is pretty lit here. I feel like it like kind of is. I could see that. So I just need to get out of my comfort zone. But I'm really just focused on me right now. And I have like enough going on that like adding like a dating situation into the mix would probably be a lot right now. But who knows? Watch me find like the love of my life tomorrow now that I said that. Okay. Well, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I know it was literally all over the place, brain dump. But basically, be a good person, be a good friend, be kind to others and treat others how you want to be treated. I'm sure you guys are all like amazing, crushing it. And like, I would never doubt anything the less of you, but I think it's easy. Sometimes little things slip away from us and like you get into your life and you just, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Of course, everyone says, you know, I think it's easier for people to be like, I'm a good person. I don't talk crap about others. It's like, alrighty. Let's reassess here. Let's be real with ourselves. And it's, you know, at the end of the day, you have to be able to look in the mirror and like look at yourself and love yourself and just know that your actions speak louder than your words, but also be a kind human being and stuff. So wishing the best for all of you guys. I would love to start a conversation on, you know, being open in relationships and friendships and things of that sort. I can't even imagine what like being open and vulnerable is like in a relationship because, oh my God. Like friendships are heartbreaking enough. I can't even imagine getting my heart like genuinely broken from being too vulnerable with someone on like a romantic level. So things to fear in the future. Love you guys so much. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you are new here or whatever. And let us know what you thought about this episode in the Gals on the Go Facebook group or in the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Love you guys. And we'll chat soon next week with a new episode with Danielle. Promise. And it won't be as sad. I'm sorry. I feel like this whole episode had like an underlying sad tone and I'm upset by it. Ugh. But I love you guys. You're the best. XOXO. Bye. Seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do some sit-ups, or to listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you could do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions, and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in. They'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.